That's just giving you a sort of feeling for what the Bible stream is about. And that David has produced here a picture of an inside-out sandwich. Good things on the outside, but the inside was absolute rubbish. Not what you said, David, but the content was something we didn't like to digest. But what we do now is we have a question and answer session. This is your chance to ask any question you want about the book of Judah, or you can expand to other things that you want to ask about the scriptures. So anyone got a question? Oh, there's one on Facebook. Oh, but what is it? I can't read it from here. It says, I'm struggling to read it with these glasses from here.
David, is it useful to study different Bible versions, for example, King James Version, NIV, and commentaries, for example, Matthew Henry, to get a better understanding of God's Word?
It's always good to have a look at different Bible versions. I use the NIV for my main teaching because people are familiar with it. I'm afraid I banned the KJV. Sorry about that, everybody. No, that's a joke. It's a joke I've had with friends. But it's always good to use Bible versions, other Bible versions, because that will give you a better idea of what's being said. Not every Bible version gets it right. But commentaries are extremely useful. They are really, really help you. Matthew Hindley is a bit old-fashioned, but nothing wrong with him. I think Tom Wright's a great commentator. I think Chris Wright, not a relation, is a really good one on the Old Testament. They're great to use, but you must remember, the Bible speaks for itself. If you start relying on commentaries, the danger is that you will use them to guide you, you will use somebody else to guide you, and there might be something really important in the Bible that commentator has missed. Any good commentator or Bible teacher will tell you not to take their word for it.
Thanks for that, David. Any other questions? Oh, we've got one at the back there. I'll go first.
Hi, sorry, I'm really far back. My first question is, there's a bit of an echo.
Closer.
Perfect. Have you produced a report or summarised your findings anywhere? Because I'd love to have a look at that. Have you produced a report of your findings of the project?
No, we haven't, as far as I'm aware, but we can certainly look at doing that.
Yeah, I'd love to see the findings so I could digest that. And the second question is, well, it's not a question, it's more of a thought. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts around Jesus's comments when he said, I haven't come to abolish the law but to fulfill it. And whether you have anything to say about that.
Well, that's quite simple. I think that's tricky when you're just looking at it and trying to work out what it means. So when he says, I've not come to abolish the law and to fulfill it, what he's saying is, I've not come to tell you the law is wrong. I've come to tell you the right way to keep it. You see, with Jesus, it's annoyingly complicated, where with the law, it's actually simple. The law's like this. Thou shall not tell lies. Thou shall not kill. Thou shall not steal, and so on and so forth. Jesus actually talks about the spirit of the law, how you would think. You can't be angry. You shouldn't hate anyone. With the law, it's, this is the way it is, and if you break it, well, you've broken the law. If you keep it and someone tells you it's wrong, well, you can say the law says it's wrong. Jesus comes along and says, it's not as simple as that. I'm here. I'm the fulfillment of the law. I'm obeying the whole law for you. So when you think about how to behave from now on, you don't look at the law. You think more about the spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law. And I think some people don't like that because it's so much easier to have a letter of the law, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, than someone who says, actually, I think you need to use your brain a bit more.
I was just going to ask, for those people who may believe in all that Jesus stands for and live the way he suggests, but don't necessarily recognize Jesus or call him Jesus or God, do they still kind of get there, sort of to heaven, so to speak?
Okay, what you mean is if you're a nice and a good person, but you don't...
No, I don't mean a nice or good person. I mean, if somebody knows the way Jesus lived and agrees that that is the way, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, if they're living that life that they see in Jesus, but don't necessarily recognize that he is the Son of God, so to speak, are they still...
Okay, two answers to that. First is, you can't actually speak for an individual, only God can. But the second is, Jesus was very clear about it. If you don't accept who he is, if you reject it, it doesn't matter how good or kind or nice you are, you have decided that you don't actually want a relationship with him. I mean, if you're not going to call Jesus God, what are you going to call him? You can't really say that you accept everything about Jesus, but you don't call him God, because that was the whole point of his teaching. He didn't say, follow me because my ideas are right. He didn't say, follow me because I'm a nice person and I'm very moral. He said, follow me because I'm the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and because I died for you and rose again. If you don't believe that, then you don't actually believe what Jesus said he was.
Okay, we've got a couple of questions back. We've got time for one more question, that's all.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to ask, in chapter 1 where it says, to those who have been called, who are loved by God, so who are those that have been called?
Who knows? We really wish we did know which church Jesus was talking, Judah was talking to. It's just as irritating with Peter and James, where they say something like, to the 12 tribes of Israel, or to God's election, and going, yeah, but who's that? Well, I don't think we actually need to know. The point is, this was written to early Christian believers to tell them how to live and what they needed to know. If Bernie says that's the only number of questions we've got time for, I will be hanging around for a bit afterwards. So if you have got a question that didn't come up but you're burning to ask, do please come and find me, and do please come and correct me if you think I've missed anything. That is the whole point of this.